for that, we are joined by Tom Jensen, the Director of Public Policy Polling based out of Raleigh. Public polling, publicpolicypolling.com is their website. Recent survey on Donald Trump's job approval rating, Tom Tillis's approval rating, where things stand for the upcoming 2020 Senate election in North Carolina, the next one we're going to have, and where things stand on health care as well. Tom, thanks for being here today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So let's start by talking about healthcare. This survey was from about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, so a lot's happened in the last couple of weeks, but still kind of very much the same, just sort of tweaking around the edges, at least right now, on that healthcare proposal that's being worked out in the Senate. So what did North Carolinians think about it?
Well, it's really the same picture in North Carolina as it is nationally. The Republican health care bill is very unpopular. We found that in North Carolina, only 33% of voters supported it. 53% said that they opposed it. So that's pretty consistent with a lot of the national polling. And then we asked people, when Congress reconvenes, would you rather that they pass this Republican health care plan or that they just kept the Affordable Care Act and made fixes to it as necessary? And when given that straight up choice, only 40% of voters said that Republicans should pass the Senate health care plan. 53% said, let's keep Affordable Care Act and make fixes to it as necessary. So this, you know, has been sort of a difficult issue for Republicans politically all through the process. And that's certainly continuing to be the case in North Carolina.
And that's in North Carolina. I know you looked at some other states recently, too. Are the numbers kind of similar there?
Yeah, it's you know, it's the sort of same story of unpopularity everywhere. When we did North Carolina, we also did Iowa, and it was even less popular there, only 27% support. We did Colorado in that batch, it only had 26% support. So even though it's unpopular in North Carolina with only 33% support, that's still higher than some of these other sort of battleground states that we looked at. And the reason we did that particular trio of states was we were looking at Republican senators who were first elected in 2014 who might possibly, you know, have difficult reelections when they're up for the first time for reelection in 2020 after 4 years of the Trump presidency. And certainly we found for all three of these folks that voting for the health care bill would be dicey politically.
So I was speaking with Tom Jensen. Publicpolicypolling.com is the website if you want to find out more numbers. What is, and there's a lot of specific issues related to the health care bill. There's the process by which it's being discussed behind the scenes, and it's going to be potentially at least introduced and voted on very quickly without it being public for a long period of time. There's concerns about whether individuals would be able to get or have a harder time getting coverage for basic services. Obviously, there's concerns about costs. What are the things that or North Carolinians in particular, what are the things that we're most concerned about, actual voters?
We found that a couple things really sort of rose to the top. One is the possibility of insurance companies being able to charge people over 50 up to five times more for their coverage, and then a similar increase in cost of coverage. The fact that the bill could raise healthcare costs by 74% for people to receive the exact same health insurance coverage that they're getting right now, when we sort of laid out those possible increased costs for people, and especially for seniors, 75% of North Carolinians said that gave them very serious concerns about the bill. And the next thing that concerned people the most, besides, you know, simply the cost of coverage going up so much, was the possibility that a lot of people could lose coverage. When we told respondents that 22 million Americans could lose their coverage and that there would be 35% cut from Medicaid, which would put seniors and people with disabilities at risk, 67% of people said that that gave them very serious concerns as well. And there's also concerns about process, not bringing Democrats into the picture, and that sort of thing. But definitely the two things that rise to the top in terms of really making voters not like this bill very much are the cost side of the ledger and then the coverage side of the ledger, where people may not just be in a position where they have to pay more, but where they may just not even be able to get coverage, period.
How might this issue, and I know people are talking about this at a really high level, it's a concern for everyone, even people who aren't really invested in the current debate care about health care. We know that. So how might this affect upcoming elections, depending on which way candidates vote? I know Richard Burr is serving out what he says is his last term, so he's not going to have to worry about reelection. Tom Tillis will in 2020. He's still kind of on the fence about this. How might his vote affect him?
Well, it's definitely something that has the potential to hurt him down the line. We asked people, if he votes for this health care repeal bill, will that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the future? 48% said less likely. Only 28% said more likely. So it hurts him by 20 points. And one thing that we've consistently found about Tillis and other pollings found about Tillis, too, is he wasn't even popular on the day he got elected. I mean, that was when he got elected, it was one of the nastiest Senate contests in U.S. history, at least in terms of the amount of money spent sort of bashing the candidates on both sides. So even though Tillis won, he came in not very well liked. And that's not something that's changed since he got into office. We found that he only has a 29% approval rating on this poll. 47% of voters disapprove of him. And obviously, it's a long way to 2020. But when we ask people, if the election was today, would you vote for Tillis or would you vote for his Democratic opponent? Tillis loses to a generic Democrat by 4 points, 48 to 44. So North Carolinians, at least 2018 cycle, we're getting an election off from being sort of at the epicenter of the country politically after being the epicenter of the country politically in 2016 and 2014 and to a little bit of a lesser extent 2012. We're going to be right back in the middle of things in 2020. I think it's quite possible that just as Tillis Hagen was the number one Senate contest in the country in 2014, Tillis, whoever, could end up being the top Senate race country in the country in 2020. So everybody should enjoy their brief respite from nonstop campaign ads this 2018 cycle, because it's going to be right back in 2020.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. So let's get back to healthcare. What moves the dial on this issue, if anything? A lot of the numbers that have been coming out are from survey to survey and poll to poll have been seemingly fairly sort of steady for the last couple of months, where the majority of Americans, and the numbers go a little bit up or down from poll to poll, but the majority of Americans are opposed to it. That number seems to be pretty steady. Is there anything that would really strongly affect public opinion on this, like President Trump saying one thing versus another, I'm really in favor of it, or versus I'm really opposed to it, or the CBO coming out with a report saying, oh God, it's worse than you thought, or it's better than you thought, or a particular change to the law being made? Is there anything that changes public opinion on this?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we may have several more iterations of the bill yet to come, but I think they're all going to be sort of comparably unpopular. The Senate bill is very similarly unpopular to what the House bill looked like when there was a bunch of polling on that a couple months ago. Basically, the problem for congressional Republicans and for Trump on this healthcare stuff is they have a basic credibility issue. I mean, voters don't trust them in general. You know, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell have very low approval ratings, but then I think specifically on healthcare, there's less credibility, and a big part of why there's less credibility is just how choppy this whole process has been. So, you know, it's sort of gone awry at so many steps already that I think voters have just gotten it in mind that no, Trump and congressional Republicans can't handle this issue effectively, and you really just can't trust them to. So I think that it's just about impossible that this is going to become popular at this point, and it's just a question of sort of how much damage it ends up doing.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Go there for more information about this and other surveys. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.